You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The word afoot is related to feet, but the word ajar has nothing to do with jars.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and I'm joined now by University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
And how in the world did you come up with this one?
I got this topic the way I've gotten some of the best topics we've done on this show, which is that a friend asked me and said, where does the word ajar come from? And I'm so glad she asked because I have never given this word any thought whatsoever. But as soon as she asked, I thought, it's hard to believe it has anything to do with jars. Mm-hmm. Unless, I don't know, the jar is propping the door open.
Right. It sounds like a jar, doesn't make you think of a jar.
And it turns out it has nothing to do with jars. The word comes from on char.
On
char.
C-H-A-R. Okay.
Shows up in the 16th century. And char means the return or the coming round of something. So on char really meant on the turn or on the return of the door, right? It's in the process of shutting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's on the return.
It's on its way. Yep.
It's on the char. It's on char. And you can see if I say on char, on char, on char, if you let on become a, which happens a lot in English, ch can become ja, and you get a jar. And I thought, I wonder if char is still in the language. And it turns out it is in at least two places. Char is the root of the word chore.
Okay.
And I thought, how interesting that the words ajar and chore are related to each other. And if you're thinking, you know, a chore, it's because a chore was a turn of work. And it also is still in the language, or at least it was in the 18th and 19th century, in the word charwoman. And a charwoman was a woman who was hired to do chores, to do housework.
And of course, it was a woman.
So now the ajar, for me, it's pretty much about doors.
That was my first thought. That's the only time I can picture myself using it, or maybe not myself, but the door is ajar.
The door is ajar. Right. And I looked in the corpus of contemporary American English, and almost all the time it's a door. Mm-hmm. Occasionally it's a gate.
Occasionally.
Every once in a while it's a lid.
If we're lucky.
And then the one I love was every once in a while you get that someone's mouth is ajar.
Someone's mouth is ajar. So just sort of hanging there on its way,
on its way
to being closed.
Now, as I was thinking about ajar, there you see the on in on char become a. And you see that happen in a word also like afoot, that afoot originally was on foot, which makes sense.
Makes sense, sure.
So people would say that someone was afoot as opposed to being on horseback.
As opposed to being, okay. And we talked about this a little bit the other day. It sort of has a kind of a connotation to it. I always think about one of my favorite movies, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Strange things are afoot at the Circle K. It's got a vibe to it when we use it now.
I completely agree with you that now it means that something is coming into existence or it's mm-hmm, happening, mm-hmm. that a movement is afoot. And you're curious about it, maybe a little skeptical about it, at least some of the time.
At least some of the time.
So, and if people are thinking about these words, we have things like atop, which means on top, a field, which would be in the field, or a fire, which would be on fire.
No shortage of words. Ann Curzan, thank you so much for dropping by.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.